859-9231. And this is Mark with you.
And Dale.
And, well, Ian's out for right now, so we're taking over. And Free Talk Live is the show that you control, so call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. But right now we happen to have a guest on the line, and I think we may have a second set of guests on the studio line, and we're going to have to figure that out here on the fly. But I've got Jason Talley from the Motorhome Diaries. Jason, are you there?
I sure am. Hey, Mark. Hey, Dale. How's it going tonight?
Hey. And, Board Op, if you've got the other guys on the line, can you pop them in at this point? Adam, Pete, are you there? Apparently not right. No, not right now. Okay, Jason, it's going to be, we're going to be talking about the Motorhome Diaries then. So you guys are just about done with your trip around America looking for freedom. Tell me what you found and what your thoughts are.
well, we found a lot of great people. I mean, the story of Motorhome Diaries, you know, was myself and Pete, who purchased a motorhome, left Washington, D.C. It was an elaborate escape plan to get out of there. And we met just some wonderful people. I mean, what you see with like Motorhome Diaries is a reflection of the support that, you know, we have in the freedom movement. Not only did we cover them, but, you know, we became part of their lives, and they opened up their homes to us. And it's really great. You know, the only bad moments that we've had on the trip were a result of people with badges, and as we talked about several times on Free Talk Live in the past, with what happened in Jonestown, Mississippi, and then at the imaginary line they call borders.
Yeah, a handful of young men in a motorhome does nothing but raise the suspicion of those with badges. I can see exactly why it would be. However, the idea is that, well, we're supposed to have some inalienable rights, and some of those rights are, you know, the right to be secure in your person, papers, and effects, and all that good stuff. Did you feel like you weren't secure in those?
No, I mean, we have a doormat as you walk in. It says come back with a warrant, and it doesn't work. You know, we try to make it as clear as possible that you know this is our home, and we don't consent to anybody. I mean, we allow everybody to come in, like as long as, like, at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, we had, you know, dozens and dozens of people that walked in. We're very transparent, unlike government, and so we're happy to do that. But we don't let employees of the government in, so they just barge their way in, and they end up breaking our stuff, and they end up going through everything. And so, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say you had several episodes like that, I believe, and it wasn't even just an isolated thing. It was actually a common occurrence, it seems like.
Yeah, they can.
Oh, absolutely.
They're welcome as long as they leave their badges and attitudes at the door.
Right. Yeah. Actually, we did have a cop who enjoyed our Gadsden flag tattoos. He had one of his own, and then later when we were hanging out, he told us that he was like a reserve police officer. And so, but anyway, he was a cool enough guy. But
interesting.
Yeah, I mean, if you're on official business, we don't really want to, have you in the motorhome.
Not looking for that official. Not looking for the motorhome to get to be official, I'm sure.
Right. Exactly.
So, on in the wrap up, what's it going on? I mean, you know, when are you guys going to be done? And you know, what happened with the motorhome? I mean, you've got the documentary you're putting together. Tell me what's going on with the wrap up.
Yeah, so right now I'm in San Jose, and California, and our final meetup is going to be tomorrow night. Earlier in the day, we're going to go to the Independent Institute, do a couple interviews there. We're going to go to a place that sells hot dogs called Top Dog, which is actually run by a libertarian.
No, fine.
So we'll interview him and hopefully get a tasty lunch.
Yeah.
And then we're going to fly to Asheville, North Carolina, where the State Policy Network is going to have an event, and we're going to do some panel discussions, talk about our experiences on the road. And
the motorhome flies?
The motorhome doesn't fly yet. We're still waiting on the technology for that, but no, we're going to have to use traditional airliners.
So you're just going to park it somewhere?
Yeah. Just
press the button.
Yeah, we're going to San Francisco. We have some friends that are going to keep an eye on it for us.
Okay.
And but our San Francisco meetup, if any of your listeners are want to come by, it's going to be on the beach. We're going to have some nice bonfires and in Fulton and Lincoln Street, and it's at 6 p.m. So looking forward to that tomorrow.
Sounds good. So, and all the Motorhome Diaries crew is going to be there?
Oh, yeah, we're all going to be there. We're expecting a bunch of great libertarians to come out and have a good time. I mean, we've done meetups all over the country and met with some great folks, and so we're looking forward to meeting up with a bunch of San Francisco people and, you know, just... It's nice. I mean, it's been great for the crew. It's been a great networking opportunity, but it's also great because, you know, if we can get people to come out and meet together and maybe many times for the first time, and then we want to keep those things going. You know, we want libertarians to talk to other libertarians because a lot of times people feel like they're alone, that they have these beliefs, you know, of nonviolence and, you know, limited government or no government. So we want to, you know, let people know you're not alone. And, I just want to thank Free Talk Live because, like, since the very beginning, we were on the show. You know, we announced it on the show, and we've been giving Progress support throughout. You guys have been a great support. You have our banner on your website. And I love meeting Free Talk Live listeners, and we've met a lot of them while we've been on the road. And they're just so eager. And many of them tell us, you know, that, you know, they don't have anybody near them that believes these ideas. So, I mean, Free Talk Live is just a great way to... you know, build a community and keep people linked in together. So,
well, thank you very much.
Yeah, and we have your banner on the back of our motorhome next to the Free State Project. So we're very proud of that.
Thank you for that too. Now, so the Free State Project kind of brings me up to, I guess, the question. You guys were filming a documentary on your trip around. So now that the trip around the United States is over, what's next?
Well, I'm going to stay in California. I'm going to skip this winter in New Hampshire.
As many.
And, so we're going to split up. We're going to divide the stories into essays, and we're going to each write our own parts. And we're also going to invite other people who came in contact with the Motorhome Diaries to submit their own stories to write. And then we're just going to, you know, produce a book. But what I'm going to do... work with some good folks that are in the San Francisco Bay Area who are getting ready to move to New Hampshire themselves. And so we're going to do like a 12-day documentary on the road of a caravan. And we haven't even announced this thing yet, but people have stepped up. I've heard about it somehow and said that they want to join the caravan to the Liberty Forum this year, which is on March 18th.
Now, Jason, I'm going to stop you real quick on this. While we're on the subject here of coming to the Liberty Forum, I've got Adam and Pete on the line. Adam, are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Excellent. So, we were talking about sort of the wrapping up of the Motorhome Diaries trip around the United States, and I wanted to get your guys' thoughts. What are some of the things that, sitting here, getting close to the time for retrospective, what are you guys thinking?
Well, yeah, just like we heard Jason talking, and all the same, it's the idea is to write a book, get a documentary. We've had a blog post recently about getting filmmakers together and editors to help us deal with the mass amount of content we have, and then we got that ball rolling, and we got the SPN conference in Asheville, and then we're all going to break off and spread up a little bit to start these processes, and Matt, I'm on board with Jason, hopefully, to... film the three future New Hampshire residents from California out to Liberty Forum, and then hopefully I myself will be living in New Hampshire for the summer at that time, too.
Excellent. And are all three of you going to be moving to the Keene area?
I plan on being in the Keene area. I'm not exactly sure where Jason and Pete are going to end up. I know there's some other things going down, but essentially close to, I think, is where we're all headed.
Sounds good.
Yeah, this is Jason. Yeah, I definitely want to move to Keene. I mean, that's the kind of activism that I'm interested in, and I want to be able to support everybody. And I love the support of the thriving activist community that's already there, so I'm looking forward to that.
Pete?
Cut out for a minute, but I'm thrilling.
Okay. Excellent. Well, you guys hold the line. We'll talk to you back when we get back here.
Thank you.
Listen. listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Certain restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
If you always thought an emu was a large, flightless Australian bird not much good for anything, you'd be, well, very wrong. Introducing ValleyViewEmus.com. Valley View Emus is a small, woman-owned family farm in Fenimore, Wisconsin, operated by Betty Lou Kaufman. Betty Lou assures you life gets better when you reap the health and wellness benefits of her high-quality emu products. A full line of the highest quality emu oils, lotions, craft products, pet care, and emu meats. The health benefits of emu oil alone will amaze you. Learn more about the complete line of emu products at ValleyViewEmus.com. And when you're ready, go right to the online shopping cart to place your order. Valley View Emus offers a 30-day money-back guarantee on all sales. Visit ValleyViewEmus.com. That's Valley, ValleyViewEmus.com. Or call Betty Lou toll-free at 877-436-8537. Valley View Emus, where farm to fresh means quality and care.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume? Mouthwash? Glues? Air fresheners? Pesticides? Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. Call in, talk about what you want, but right now we're talking to the guys from Motorhome Diaries, and before we do that, I want to tell you about the Shrine of Female Listeners. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see all the dozens of women that have, proved that they listen to Free Talk Live. They love Free Talk Live by holding up signs and doing all kinds of creative things to prove that they're listeners. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com.
From creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Excellent. Now let's go back to Jason, Pete, and Adam. Jason, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on, guys?
Excellent. Pete, Adam?
I'm here.
Okay, good. So you guys are you're wrapping up your trip around the United States in the Motorhome Diaries, and we've talked about some of your sort of thoughts on your trip. And you'll be coming here to New Hampshire probably about the time of the Liberty Forum, which will be in March. And you're going to kind of work from now until then on the book and perhaps a film documentary that you're going to put together for Motorhome Diaries. And I'm just wondering, is the motorhome going to be traveling in March up here? Is that what the plan is?
That's the plan, yeah. I talked with some people who are playing this caravan, and, you know, Marv is in San Francisco now anyway, so we figured that this would be a great way to get publicity for the Free State Project by having Adam and myself film these three people who are, you know, leaving their lives behind in California.
Yeah.
And going to a New Hampshire where they can be more free and, you know, can create, you know, a free state.
Who are these people that are going to be moving here to New Hampshire for the Free State Project?
It's Pete and Lori Bossy, and it's Antigone Darling. So it's the three of them, but like I said, we've heard from other people who are going to be along our route and want to join, and we encourage anybody that wants to go to Liberty Forum, and if we're in that way, to... if we're along that route, if they want to join us, they're more than welcome to.
I love the idea of the caravan.
But it's a convoy. They got a cab over Pete with a reefer on, and they've got a semi hauling hogs.
And you said that you haven't announced this before, although the word has sort of gotten out. So that means that people are heard it first here on Free Talk Live, right?
Exactly. Let's give you guys the exclusive.
All right.
But I should say that this isn't my project. I'm fortunate enough, and Adam as well. We have an easy job. All we have to do is like film everything. I mean, they have this very well planned out, and we'll launch a website and talk more about it later. I hope you'll have them on to talk about it. But we're just doing the video stuff and like the new media things.
Is this for the people that are coming to Liberty Forum?
Yeah, I mean, the three people that are launching this caravan, who I mentioned, the Bossies and Antigone Darling,
gotcha.
they have this all planned out. I don't have to do any thinking whatsoever. It's wonderful for a change.
Well, as much work as went into the Motorhome Diaries, I'm sure you're ready for a break. It's amazing the amount of media that you guys produced on your trip, because people had the opportunity to follow you around the United States in what must have been, well, it's the trip of a lifetime.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, go ahead, Adam.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, it is a trip of a lifetime. We've been really fortunate. And, I mean, what's more impressive than us or the media we reach is just the people out there that have opened their doors to us. Like we said, a lot of them are Free Talk Live listeners. And even one guy I remember early in the trip, Adam from Marijuana Muscle, was we barely had Marvin Park, and he's right at the door like, I've been waiting for you guys. You know, I feel alone out here. Free Talk Live is my only outlet. And he ended up...
Yeah.
Hooking us up with some stickers and some other things, and just everybody along the way, you know.
I know the Marijuana Muscle guy.
What's that?
I'm in touch with the Marijuana Muscle guy.
Hey, yeah, Adam's a good guy. And that was really, you know, encouraging. And just the rest of the folks, you know, more amazing than us is the people that are out there, you know, working these ideas and doing something to fight back.
So, you know, once you guys get up here, what kind of activism are you guys thinking about getting involved in?
Well, for me, this is Adam again. I'm more of this, you know, civil disobedience type. I feel that I'm looking forward to getting out there on some of like the 420 protests and the other things that go on. And also on the other side is being able to push it, you know, and get the messages out to everyone else, just not in Keene. So I'm looking forward to partaking and highlighting and, you know, working with anybody who's willing, which seems to be a lot of folks up there. On,
so media type stuff, media type things to draw more people to the Free State.
What was that?
Well, I'd like to. You were asking about like the media type things that we're going to do, and I mean, I think Keene is a fantastic story. I know there's a lot of people that are filming things, but I mean, I think it deserves a documentary all its own. And so I'd like to collect that footage. You know, be one of a number of people who are taking film about what's going on and asking, you know, the politicians and the police department tough questions, you know, and about why they're doing these things to peaceful people. So. I want to do that. I'm sure I have to do some kind of activist project in order to to fit into the activist community there. So I have to decide what that is going to be. But I'm sure it's going to be pretty exciting for me to move there.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to seeing you guys at the Liberty Forum here in March. And, you know, I thank you for letting our listeners know about your experiences. And I hope you enjoy your winter in warm, sunny California.
Well, Mark, and Dale, it's going to be great being your neighbors.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to have you guys back.
Thanks, Pete. Excuse me. Thanks, Jason and Adam.
Hey, no problem.
Thank you very much. Yep.
So, Dale, you have an article that you wrote, and since Ian's not here, I don't have to listen to anything he says as far as show prep. I want to talk about this article that you wrote recently.
I think we should pointedly do stuff that Ian wouldn't want to do. I don't know.
Yeah.
Punish him for not being here.
No. Well, I can tell you, just me sitting in this chair is something that he would prefer not to do. So you've been voting is an issue that you and I tend to rub horns on, and you've got some activism that you're thinking about doing here when it comes to voting time. Is it November 5th or November 3rd? I'm not sure.
November 3rd.
Is it November 3rd coming up?
How come I know that better than you do? What is going on in this world?
Because I know it's on a Tuesday, and that's all I need to know.
Okay. Yeah, it'll only be local elections, and I think in Keene it's only city council, I think. I believe that's what someone told me.
Yeah,
I don't follow it closely, but I just overhear things. So
you've got a piece of propaganda that you put together, a little trifold piece of paper, and I must admit, it's a very alluring sort of a bit of propaganda.
That's
However,
my job,
to
lure people into the trap of peaceful alternatives to politics.
Well, I'm not sure that voting would qualify as unpeaceful, but go ahead, read your tripe, and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, I said, well, there's this elaborate ritual known as an election, which is used as a rather contrived justification for committing violence against innocent people. And November 3rd is the date chosen by those who partake in this rather disturbing religious practice. If you're apolitical like myself, you may feel like this day is nothing special. You're right, but knowing that many people will be using this day to reinforce their deadly delusions, I think it's an excellent opportunity to present them with peaceful and rational alternatives that they've been sheltered from. So I'm going to be handing out flyers. I've got them on my website in both Word and Open Office for people to download.
Don't both of those programs produce .doc files?
I think that the standard format for Open Office is ODT.
Okay, my mistake. We'll be back in a few minutes. Free Talk Live.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now, and you will receive a one-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, CHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA. The Better Business Bureau is made in the USA and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231 is the number that you can use to call in and take over the show and hijack the airwaves. It's Mark with you.
And Dale.
And, well, we've taken over. Speaking of hijacking, we've hijacked the show this evening. Ian is nowhere to be found, and I don't miss him. Dale, you?
I think we'll be all right.
Everything seems fine. If you want to find out more about the show, you can go to updates.freetalklive.com. We would send out updates to the listeners telling about all the different exciting things that are going on with Free Talk Live, whether we're adding new stations or whether we've won awards or interviews, all kinds of things that might tempt you to listen a little more often. It's updates.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
Yep. Speaking of SACL CAI, they sponsor our call-in line, 800-259-9231. So thank them. Thank you very much for that, SACL. And, Dale, you were reading your propaganda tripe on why people shouldn't vote, and I wanted to let you continue doing that.
Yeah. There's not much to read. It's a very short article, and I've got the brochures on there. But I would like to point out that it's not... I think it's very it's very short-sighted to think of it as just saying not to vote. It's really trying to get people to that's just really the first step. You know, the whole point is to look at politics really as a diversion that keeps us from doing the things that would truly be effective, and that means we need to question the legitimacy of that whole process. And when you're going to the polls and everything, you're going through all these rituals that are designed to reinforce that legitimacy. So really, it's just the first step, in my view.
Well, I want to set the mood before I ask any questions about that, because I certainly have lots of things to say. So could you read a little bit of this the trifold that you're handing out here?
Well, yeah, I'll have to open it up real quick.
Yeah, no problem. So one of my my thoughts here is, you say it's the first step, and I'm not sure that it necessarily has to be the first step. You're suggesting that people interact on a voluntary and peaceful basis, and I'm all for that. However, the government's still going on, and I don't know that not voting is the first step, just a step, and wondering if it has to be the first step.
No, not necessarily. I just feel like it feels like, for instance, to me, if I am telling people this whole thing is illegitimate and it's really a kind of religion that doesn't make sense, and that that this whole process is presented to us so that we feel like we have a say, when in fact mostly we're just being manipulated, and we're given, you know, very limited choices through a process that's very rigid in order to just sort of, you know, give us the sense that there's a choice when in fact there's not. So it's you know, for me, like, going through and doing and playing the game at the same time, I'm telling people that it doesn't make any sense, and that it's sort of being used to manipulate them, would be like talking out of both sides of my mouth, and that feels very hypocritical for me personally. So I don't. It feels weird for me. I told some of the people when I was promoting this, and I did a video on YouTube about it and everything. When I was talking about this, I told people, you know, if you are voting that day, or if you're going to be campaigning for someone at the same time, then, you know, you're certainly still welcome to participate. I think that you will, and most likely people won't know that you're doing both things at the same time, which might be confusing. But if they do find out, you'll have to figure out what you're going to tell them, because I don't know what to tell you to say, because it seems kind of odd to me to do both things.
So what is this event that you're talking about? I'm a little unclear.
Well, essentially we're going to be at polling places, ideally with at least two people per place. You know, we'll break up into teams of two. This is what we did last year.
Uh-huh.
Ian participated. Some other people in the team participated. We got at least six people, I believe, last year doing it, and I'm hoping we'll have more this year. But it is a smaller election, so maybe people may not feel as motivated. But
this, I think, is the very funniest part of this particular bit of activism that you're doing, because you're doing of activism that says basically, don't vote. It's perpetuating the system or whatever. Don't vote. I'm not going to put any words in your mouth. So you're suggesting people not vote when, in fact, you're doing it in one of these off-season elections. This is for city council. It's 2009 as opposed to 2010. So there may very well be just dozens of people that are out voting.
It won't be a big turnout.
Right. It's going to be a tiny a percentage of the vote, a voting populace, perhaps 1-2% of the citizens of Keene, where you're going to be doing this. And I'm wondering, isn't this really just sort of outlining what the problem is with not voting? Because, in fact, what you're going to have are only the bureaucrats and the people involved in city government are the only ones who are going to go vote that day. So it kind of shows that if you are just a sort of a regular citizen and you don't vote, that we already know what you're going to get. You're going to get what you got, because those are the people that are going.
I find that they pretty much do what they want to do anyway, and if voting actually started working, they'll change something. If there's actually a point where, you know, oh wow, they actually, you know, interfered with our power with voting, then they will realize that their system isn't quite perfect yet, and they need to refine it so that they won't actually do anything.
I will admit that there are more instances that I care to go over of where the government does exactly what pretty much the opposite of what the people that vote for them want. Certainly the bailout that the Republicans perpetrated at the end of their reign in 2008 is an extraordinarily good example of just that, when, you know, 100-1 of the people that voted in, that called in about this bailout situation said, do not do it. And the one guy, he was one of the big bankers that was afraid that he was going to lose his yacht and Learjet. Mm. So, you know, I see the problems with what you're talking about, but I don't know that not voting is, in fact, the solution. So tell me about some of these solutions.
Well, I keep saying that, I'm introducing people to alternatives to politics. So it's really in the flyer. I don't even know if the flyer, it mentions voting a little bit, but I think really a lot more of what it's about is just looking at the entire political process. You know, the whole notion of politics and how we use it to try and run society in a very violent, aggressive manner, and saying that we can do all these things in a peaceful manner, cooperatively. And it mentions things, for instance, if you have a majority. If you have enough of a majority to vote for some violence to make something happen, like, say, to tax people for a new library,
yes.
Well, you've got a majority. You've got a significant. If it's a majority enough to vote, then you've got enough people that can voluntarily contribute to that cause and make it happen without using violence against people.
Well, I think another thought is that if something's such a great idea, that you should be able to get enough people on board to to make it work.
Right.
It shouldn't be that difficult. If it's a bad idea, then not enough people will want to be involved that you have to do it. And so it seems sort of like, you know, most of these community projects, be them, you know, libraries or fire departments or, you know, so many of these ideas, roads even, you know, I like to say that, what's that?
Indoctrinations, I mean schools.
Yeah, schools, you know, community centers, all these things, all of them, great ideas. I want all of these ideas. However, the way that they're implemented is contrary to sort of, you know, serving the public what it is that they want to have, in fact.
And it guarantees that they're not as accountable as they could be.
Yes.
So why would you want that? Why would you want them to not be as accountable as they could be? You are insisting that they not be as good as they could be.
Right.
You know, accountability is like one of the most important things you can possibly factor into something as important as a fire department or a public or a school, not a public, sorry. I started to say public indoctrination centers, sort of what comes to mind. Or a school, a real school that actually teaches you things as opposed to just teaching you to obey.
Well, I think that, see, that this is where libertarians kind of go off track. Certainly, I went through the public school system, 4 years of it at least, and I learned some great stuff. However, I don't know how much more I would have learned in that time frame if I would have been, you know, given.
You also learned some bad stuff. I know I did when I was in the public school system. I learned a very cleaned up and manufactured version of history that would make me patriotic. You know, ensure that I was patriotic.
I think it's
like
funny
that.
How you have to raise your hand to get excused to use the bathroom in public school, but the rest of life, I don't have to do that. Somehow or another, I managed to go potty without raising my hand and asking permission.
Yeah, they're teaching obedience.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by consumers. Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776.
269-409-1776 today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You will receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. Call in on the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And it's Mark.
And Dale.
And, well, Ian's away, so we're doing whatever we want here.
So the mice will play.
Yep. So we've decided that we're going to have it out over this voting issue. And Dale's been reading his propaganda tripe stuff here that he's reading. And
I think you should continue voting if that's what you feel like is the right thing to do until you... At some point, maybe you feel like it's not the right thing to do anymore.
You know, there's this, what you have said.
It's my job to convince you, right?
What you have said is, reminds me of just a phrase that I really love. It's a conversation between George Fox and William Penn and, two Quaker guys. And William Penn sort of talking to George Fox. George Fox is the guy who created Quakerism. And he's saying, you know, I've carried a sword on my hip my whole life. I would feel naked without my sword. And this is the time frame when basically only a rich man could afford a sword. A poor man really couldn't. I mean, these were extraordinary pieces of technology for their time. They had to make a piece of metal that was that long and not so rigid that it wouldn't break when hit with another piece of metal. But, so it had to be flexible and it had to be rigid enough, of course, so that you could stick it in someone. So
I'm sure there's a substantial amount of crafting time putting into each one so that, it would be expensive just to get them made and everything.
Absolutely. A craftsman for fine swords was literally worth his weight in gold. I mean, really, these guys were worth that much. I'm not talking about a guy who could make a sword. I'm talking about the guys who could make the very best swords, because the very best swords could take the would be thinner and faster and would actually break in half the other sword. So you can see why it would be so important to have the very best sword. Because then you live and the other guy dies.
Yeah.
So anyway, William Penn saying to George Fox, I just can't imagine not having my sword. I've always had my sword on my hip. That's just the way it is. And George Fox said, well, you should wear the sword until you can't wear it anymore. Because William Penn was going to the Quaker meetings, and it would be bad juju to walk into a Quaker meeting with a sword or a gun or something like that on your hip. It's just
sure.
This is a peace church. It's the peace church, and
there's not much that they're intolerant of.
Much, but they sure don't like the idea of weapons.
Violence is like the one thing they're not very tolerant of.
and a lot of them, kind of see the weapons as the violence, and it just would be inappropriate to wear a sword or a firearm into a Quaker meeting. So I don't know how William Penn handled that, but I do know at some point or another he ceased to wear the sword. So I see what you're saying, and I would love to see a world where voting was either done away with completely and all situations were voluntary, or a world where when we did vote on things that you had to have unanimous approval in order to get something done, which I think is essentially the same as not voting on something. Would you agree?
Yep, unity.
Yeah, having unity on a particular subject.
Well, I don't know about I call it that, but yeah.
You'd think that you could get pretty, if it's good law, you should be able to get unity on the good laws, right? It's
yeah.
The bad ones that people disagree on.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, you're going to be handing out these little flyers to people suggesting that they, not vote and get out of the political process. What are you hoping? What's your hope and desire for this situation?
I think that if I just introduce an idea to people that they've never even considered before because they've been, indoctrinated so thoroughly into this whole religion of statism so much that they just take it for granted. I mean, people just, it's just a given to most people, and it's hardly even been suggested to them that it may not be, that there are other things you can do other than what's been sort of stuck in front of you on this silver platter. Like, here, this is what you can do to become active and to change things. And this
is your one option.
It's like if you were trying to defend a castle, you might have one section of the castle. Actually, I heard someone say this on YouTube. I can't take credit for this, by the way. If you had a castle and you had you make this one part that looks really vulnerable, like this one opening, hoping that people will go for that.
I see.
Look, that's the easy way to get in, and people go for that. And of course, that's where all your soldiers are, and all your armaments and defendants are right there at that spot. And it would actually they would be totally taken off guard if you climbed over the back of the back wall or something and went to the effort to climb over the back wall. It looks harder, but they don't want you to do that, and so they divert you to this easy target.
So I would love to comment on all the things you've said there. However, this is the show about your calls, and it looks like Hannah from New York. Hannah, can you hear me now?
Hello, Hannah. Are you there?
Can you hear me now? Apparently, we don't have Hannah. So let's.
I'm here.
There we go.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, you can hear me. I wanted to comment on the voting issue. I haven't been tuned in the whole time, so I don't know exactly what's been said. But I'm not registered to vote. I've never been registered to vote. I think it's generally a waste of time. But I think that, someone can participate in the system. Someone can vote in an attempt to sway the outcome without necessarily agreeing to the system itself.
Yeah.
Do you think that's true?
You can certainly, I understand that strategy. And it took me a long time to let go of that and to stop believing in that, really. I just feel like I just kind of look at it as short-sighted. Maybe it looks like, wow, if I just do this, we can. And I think in the long run, I don't really think that it makes a big difference one way or another, like who gets elected. I really find they do the same thing.
It doesn't make a big difference. I will agree with you on that.
And I can't predict what they're going to do either. They almost never do what they say they're going to do. And so I really feel like I'm playing a game with other people's lives, and I don't want to play that game.
Well, now I happen to know the town that you live in, and they're trying very, very, very hard to build a nice, brand new school system with all the bells and whistles that go into a new school, and they need to get 66% of the people to agree in your town, of the people that go, and they've actually had this same vote 8 times or 7 times at this point. It's been voted down every single time, but they bring it up. It's like a zombie. It keeps on rising.
Brains, taxes, taxes.
And it keeps on rising from the mire. And I guess my question to you is, are you going to be able to go on voting day? Whatever, and I don't think that issue is coming up on this particular voting day on November 3rd. But when it comes up again, when the zombie rises, will you be able to? Do you intend to go to the voting booth and pick up your spade and try to smack the zombie back down?
You mean, am I going to vote?
Yes. Are you going to vote when? When your neighbors are being threatened by the zombie of brain taxes eating zombie?
No,
you're not going to go.
No. But it's been voted down all these times, and they keep bringing it up. It's you know, it's if they're that determined, they're probably going to do it. My one vote will not be nearly as powerful as me going out and using my voice and speaking as loudly and clearly and consistently as possible that this is not the way it should be done.
I concur.
That's much more valuable to me than that one vote that might sway it one way or the other.
I concur that you can speak, but on that subject,
I think our caller wants to respond to that.
Hannah?
I just wanted to interject. Well, yeah, Dale, I see what you're saying, but just because the vote can't be as powerful, it doesn't mean that it doesn't have any power. And I'm thinking specifically in Connecticut with the election coming up between Christopher Dodd and Peter Schiff. I mean, Peter Schiff is, to me, seems extremely pro-liberty. And I don't know how powerful, you know, my individual vote could be, but I mean, it's something. And, you know, I think maybe more in local elections, it's votes are can make more sense than.
Is it on every single issue? Is he pro-liberty over Dodd?
He supports certain of that? Some taxation.
And you're certain he's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do?
Well, he's been living a long time.
Well, I don't know. The example I can think of, for instance, was and I didn't vote, for instance, for Ron Paul, and he seemed to me, in my best judgment, to be the most pro-liberty candidate of all of them. But I, for instance, just take one issue on immigration. He was actually kind of
he was wishy-washy.
More than wishy-washy. He ran ads saying, you know, showing people swimming and climbing fences and talking about how we need to crack down on those illegal immigrants.
When I had him on the show, he was more wishy-washy.
Oh, okay.
But you know how politicians are, right?
Yeah. So I mean, honestly, I don't know what he would have done on that. It sounded like he seemed to hold this view that, you know, crack down on illegal immigration at least until the welfare state's over, and then he probably would have loosened up on it. And then there was, I'm blanking. I do this bad on names, but the New Mexico...
Kokesh?
The Democratic candidate from New Mexico?
Bob Richardson.
Yeah, Bob Richardson, that's it. He almost certainly would have been more immigrant-friendly than Ron Paul and more liberty-leaning in that direction. So I feel like I'd be sacrificing immigrants for other liberty issues if I voted for Ron Paul over him.
Sacrificing them on the top of the pyramid of immigration. Free Talk Live. Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.